Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The Global Entrepreneurship, or GEP, is a U.S. State Department-led effort to spur entrepreneurship by catalyzing and coordinating private sector and U.S. government programs to support entrepreneurs around the world. In the spirit of fulfilling the commitment to leverage America's entrepreneurial culture, GEP was launched in April 2010 at the Presidential Summit on Entrepreneurship, the first of the annual Global Entrepreneurship Summits. Special Representative for Commercial and Business Affairs Scott Nathan described the key goal of GEP.
Entrepreneurship is a way to realize human potential.
One way to do that is through GEP's Entrepreneurs in Residence program. Today, there are entrepreneurs in residence or their equivalents in Indonesia, Morocco, Tunisia, and Turkey. The newest entrepreneur in residence is Abrar Al-Masood, who will be based in Kuwait and will support entrepreneurship throughout the Gulf region. She is already an established entrepreneur in her own right. Her business, Future International Consultancy and Strategies, helps governments develop entrepreneurs and leaders through training and mentorship. She also produces and hosts a reality television show for entrepreneurs that is broadcast in countries throughout the region. Closer to home, in Kuwait, she mentors youth through the National Youth Project. Abrar has already proven herself very valuable to GEP. At the 5th Annual Global Entrepreneurship Summit in Marrakesh, Morocco in November 2014, an entire day was dedicated to women entrepreneurs, and Abrar's expertise contributed to its success. She volunteered as the MC for the business plan competition and also judged the final round of business pitches. The United States looks forward to further collaborations with Abrar to help entrepreneurs in Kuwait, the Gulf, and around the world.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.